On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I break down the baseball team series against Texas A&M, preview their upcoming midweek game as well, give an update onto our tennis teams, and a quick shout out to the graduates. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 65 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And how about that? Episode 65. We are cruising with this thing. I hope y'all are enjoying it out there for all y'all who are listening since day one. I appreciate you all so, so much. For any new listeners out there, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the show. We keep it light. I try not to take myself too seriously. I'm not an expert, and I'm not trying to be. Got a jam-packed show for y'all here, mainly focused around baseball, so I don't know. If you all follow Gamecocks baseball as closely as I do, maybe you know it could be best for your mental health to skip about 75% of this episode because it was a not so great weekend on the baseball front, but there's some good other stuff. You know, it was a good weekend otherwise. You know, shout out to the moms. Shout out to the graduates. Big time graduation for South Carolina. We had all the different ceremonies. You had folks going, I guess there was the smaller one for certain majors on Friday. It seemed like Saturday was the big, big one. And congrats. It's awesome to graduate. It's a great, great accomplishment. It's a weird feeling. Believe me, I've been there, but as the saying goes, student for a short time, but Gamecock for a lifetime, and that is so, so true. The alumni network that we have at the University of South Carolina is absolutely incredible, second to none, and at the very worst, you can find a group to watch Gamecock sports with, and hey, that's all that matters, right? You know, it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff, but before we dive into things here, I have my handy-dandy daily Gamecock trivia and fact. Today, it is in fact a fact. So here we go. Dawn Staley was hired as South Carolina's women's basketball coach on May 7th, 2008. Almost read that wrong. May 7th, 2008. Shout out to the GOAT. Shout out to the Queen. What's that? 14 years ago? 14 years ago this past weekend, Dawn Staley, talk about building a program. I mean, she took a program and turned it into a legitimate powerhouse, a legitimate team that is top one, two, three in the country, two national titles, probably could have had another one had COVID not been around, absolutely changed the culture and the way Gamecock fans and people in Columbia in general look at Gamecock women's basketball, and has just completely built something on her own, and it's incredible. She's the GOAT. She's the Queen. I love Dawn Staley, and it's really freaking cool because, like, you'll have people who might not necessarily be University of South Carolina fans, but they're USC women's basketball fans. That's what Dawn Staley has done. She has brought eyes to the university that would not have been there otherwise. It is so, so cool that she can't speak today. Shout out to the GOAT, Dawn Staley. Couple updates here for y'all from the weekend on the tennis side. If you'll remember, both men's and women's teams made it to the NCAA tournament, and we got a mixed bag of reviews here. Starting off with the women's team, unfortunately, while they did make it to the round of 32, they lost to UNC in that round. Way to go, girls. I mean, anytime you can make it to the tournament, it is impressive. To get to the second round is even more impressive. And UNC was the number one overall seed. So It's a tough beat. It stinks. But hey, there's no shame there. Shout out to the Gamecocks there. Now on the men's side, we have advanced to the Sweet 16. So how about that? We beat Pepperdine to do so, and we face the University of Virginia men's team on Friday. Daniel Rodriguez, the number one player, he's also doing singles and doubles. I was trying to really figure out how this whole thing works. It was very confusing, but we are moving on. That's all that matters. That's the bottom line. But Daniel Rodriguez and his doubles partner are advancing. Everything is great. So look out for the Gamecocks in the NCAA tournament for men's tennis team. Now, aside from the tennis team and the mixed bag that was there, we had a very mixed bag for our baseball team as the team was in Texas, in College Station, at Texas A&M, and the high level of this series is we lost the series, so not going to duck that, but we did avoid the sweep, so trying to look at it with a little bit of optimism here, I don't know. But the theme of the entire series, if you ask me, was this. And it's gone. That's the theme. And it's gone. Because it felt like there was a lot of hope that we had going into this series. A lot of us fans, we felt this momentum and this hope and maybe a renewed sense of optimism coming off of a four-game win streak. And that just seems to have faded. And then on top of that, literally the leads that Carolina had in this series, that theme applies to it too. And it's gone. Really some tough pills to swallow this series. Gonna dive into it here. Gonna try to do this as painlessly as possible. Again, if you know what's coming up, feel free to hit the skip button. It's okay. I will not hate you for it. Game one, Carolina lost 16-4. That's literally all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to dive into what happened in this game here. The losing pitcher was Brett Thomas. Player highlights here for y'all. Brant Belk, he went 2-for-4. He's healthy. Thank goodness. If you remember going into this series, he did get banged up. And there was some concern that it could be a serious injury. No one really knew, but he was out there this series and he was relatively productive. So I guess he's healthy. Kevin Madden went 3-for-4. Andrew Eichter went 1-for-3 with 2 RBI. Now, in the moment it felt this way, but looking back on it as well, it's just, especially for game one of a big series, this was just the exact way of how you want to start. You never want to lose 16-4, lose by, 12 runs? You never want that to happen, but it just felt like we had that nice four-game winning streak going into this series, and it just came to a screeching halt. Like, it wasn't a, you know, nail-biter. It wasn't this, all right, we were right there with them. We were hanging with this team. It was, nope, you went and you played a good team, and you got smacked in the mouth. Now, some people might say, well, you know what? If you're going to lose, just lose. You know, don't use your good arms. Don't have your hearts crushed and everything like that. And I don't really subscribe to that kind of thing. I guess so. But going into this series, we knew that A&M was good. We knew that we were going to have to not give them easy, cheap runs. And we were going to have to hang with them. And game one, that certainly did not happen. But it obviously jolted the team because that brings us to game two. Now, game two of the 2022 season in College Station against Texas A&M shall henceforth be known as the game that shall not be named. We need to treat this game like it's Voldemort, basically. So this is the game that shall not be named. So again, for those of you who know where I'm about to go with this, who know what happened in this game, who bless you if you watched this game, skip ahead. It's okay. No hard feelings. Cover your ears. No hard feelings. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the other episodes, though. Follow me on social media. I'll get there in a second, but it's okay. So, for those of you who don't know where I'm going with this, Carolina lost 13-12 in walk-off fashion. Now, in short, here's the summary of the game. Here's the SparkNotes version for you. Carolina goes up 9-0, blows said 9-run lead. Carolina battles back, takes a 12-11 lead into the top of the ninth. Carolina is one strike away from winning the ball game, only to then walk in the tying run and loses subsequently in a walk-off home run. The game that shall not be named. Now, a lot of this, you know, you can look at this game and the collapse and everything like that. You can look at this. It's truly the lack of pitching depth. And it's young arms getting worn out. There's not a lot of faith in the upperclassmen relievers, which is an entirely different subject. But even so, with our lack of depth, with guys having to throw more than maybe they're comfortable with or they're used to, my goodness gracious, does that suck? Does this game suck? There's just no other way to describe it. It sucks. Mark Kingston called it a gut punch. And he also said that there's been other gut punches this year, and this team hasn't died yet from it. But what? Come on, man. I'm fully on Kingsdun. I called him Kingsdun a couple weeks ago. Then we swept Alabama, and subsequently, you know, had a little break in Kingsdun. But no, I am done with Mark Kingston. Kingsdun. Kingsdun. I'm over him. I know there's a lack of depth. I know A&M is a good ball club. I know we still scored a whole heck of a lot, but that's just unacceptable. Period. Unfreaking acceptable. You absolutely have to win a game like that. You have to pull every lever that you have to win this game. And he didn't. Kingsdun. Kingsdun. I mean, this is a heartbreaker. The losing pitcher was Matthew Becker. Again, lost it in relief. Player highlights here for y'all. Josiah Seitler went 2-for-6, 3 RBI, including a home run. Braylon Wimmer, 4-for-5, 2 RBI, including a home run. Michael Brazel, he went 2-for-5 with an RBI. And it's just crushing to read this box score and say that it was a loss. We had 16 hits. 16 hits. Scored 12 runs. Got up 9-0. Guys going 4-for-5. And we lost. It's just unbelievable. That is just we call them the cardiac cocks, our Gamecocks. And this will give you a coronary. My goodness gracious. This will get your blood pressure up. I mean, if we're going to take a positive from this game, and I try to be the glass half full kind of fan, I'm having a hard time doing that if you can't tell in the moment. But if we're going to take a positive from this game, I gotta say that it felt like the whole team was swinging the bat well. And you'd have to hope that that carries over the rest of the way, meaning the series and the season. You know, scoring 12 runs against a good ball club is impressive. But I'd rather win a game 2-0 than lose in this type of fashion when you score 12 runs. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But trying to not speak about the game that shall not be played or spoken about anymore, I can't even talk about it. Moving on to game 3. This is the bright spot in this series here as Carolina wins 9-4 to avoid the sweep. So going into this series, I talked about you're going to have to scratch and claw and fight your way through this series to absolutely do whatever you have to do to avoid a sweep. It's a weird mentality, but seeing that we had been swept late in the season by an SEC team recently, you could not afford to do that again. So we were able to get at least one. It would have been incredible to win two, but we're not going to look back on it. Winning pitcher for game 3 was Will Sanders. Summary for y'all here, Carolina jumped out in front, scoring 5 runs in the 4th. We had 2 in the 5th. A&M scored 3 in the 7th. Kind of got the blood pressure up. You know, they had a couple of situations late in the game where they had a couple runners on. We were able to get out of it. Carolina able to tack on a little insurance even at the end, and you end up winning 9-4. So all things considered, was a pretty good game. Player highlights here for y'all. Seitler, 3-for-5, 1 RBI, including another home run. And he is as hot offensively as you'll ever see right now. I mean, seriously. Colin Burgess, he went 1-for-5, but 4 RBI from a grand slam. Break out the mustard and the rolls, because it is grand salami time for Colin Burgess. He's been swinging the bat well, too, lately. You know, he is a key piece. Talked about lengthening that lineup. Keep an eye out for Colin Burgess, y'all. Andrew Eichter went 2-for-4 with the home run. Braylon Wimmer went 2-for-3 with the home run. If you can't tell, there's a little bit of a theme of these highlights here. A lot of guys hit the long ball in this last game. So the Gamecocks avoid the sweep and had a solid last game, you know, but that second game slipping away in such a bad fashion, it just really leaves a bad taste in the mouth for this series overall. You know what I mean? We knew it was going to be a fight this series. It felt like this team might have had a little bit of a jolt of momentum late in the season, and it's just tough, right? Hope for the postseason going into College Station, it was high, and it just felt like it's slipped out of our fingers just a little bit, and it hurt, you know, and it really hurts. So as of right now, I do think we are still in the SEC tournament by the skin of our teeth. And again, if we are to take a positive away from this series, it's that the offense looked really good those last two games. So you got to hope that these guys can take that into the next few games. We have two series left in the SEC, Eastern opponents, teams who on the year have not been better than us, even though Kentucky just had a really good series. But there's opportunity left. And I don't know how it works out with the other teams and, you know, talking about regionals and things like that. I just want to see this team finish strong. You know, we're kind of beyond the home stretch now. This is it. We're at the end of the season. So what is this team going to do to battle back? You know, you're coming home. Next game is Tuesday night in Founders Park against USC Upstate. So can you get back on track? You won your last game at A&M. Can you handle a midweek game at home and then try to take that momentum into a weekend series against an SEC East opponent? I hope so. Does Kings Dunn maybe mess up the rotation a little bit? Still debating and getting furious about why Will Sanders and or Noah Hall is not pitching on Friday. I don't understand. Maybe he takes a chance with that. Not counting on it, because Kings Dunn does what he wants. But whatever. We'll see how it goes. Tuesday night, we got to root in the boys. This is it, y'all. We're coming to the end, so let's go Cox there. But that wraps up this episode, y'all. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast anywhere you listen it to. Let's go Cox.